listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life.
You went up a little. You've never done that. A lifted life.
You want me to start over?
No.
I have to now.
I love it.
Okay.
Welcome back, everybody. It's episode 58 of the Lifted Life Podcast. And today we are talking about the signature of appreciation. Now, I know what you're thinking. This sounds poetic. I'm sure Sylvia came up with this. Well, you're ding dang wrong, because this was Tim Hall's idea, and I love it, and here we go.
I'm pretty sure when I explained this concept to you that I came up with, or this discussion I had, I'm pretty sure you asked me who said that.
Because I don't think it was you.
Is that in the book?
Yeah, come on. Fess up. And he said, no, I made it up. And I said, well, that's stinking beautiful. It's going to be the whole topic of our podcast, because it is Thanksgiving week here in the States. Mm-hmm. And gratitude, appreciation, blessings, thankfulness. It's all top of mind here in the United States of America. And so what better topic than this newfangled phrase you came up with called the signature of appreciation. So do you want to jump in? Let the folks at home know what the heck this means and where you came up with it and what it's all about.
So if you've followed us any, you know that I'm not a fan of gratitude. I'm not a fan of it. I prefer the word appreciation over gratitude.
You're not a fan of the word gratitude. You're not a fan of the vibration of gratitude.
I'm a fan of it. I just prefer appreciation over that.
And the quick breakdown of that is because?
I believe it's a higher frequency. I believe that when you appreciate things, what you appreciate appreciates. I believe that when you appreciate things, you get a lot more energy from that than being grateful. Being grateful is something that you, once you receive, then you can feel. Appreciation is first, and then you receive.
And also, maybe I've gathered from you that the energy of gratitude is, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy.
I'm worthy because you bestowed this upon me. Like, that's how I see gratitude.
Versus appreciation being like, life's amazing, look, here comes some more amazingness, I'll continue to flow in this amazing state. So,
where this concept came from, I got back from another one of my quarterly retreats that this group I'm a part of that we meet almost quarterly. And we did a guided meditation, and there was some goals that, you know, that he's guiding us through, trying to get us to do. And I was really struggling with picturing something. Like, I kept picturing past things. And what we were trying to do was work on the future. And I was just struggling with that ability to visually see something in the future. So whatever you want to call it, something told me, why don't you focus on the energy instead of the thing? Focus on the energy and this concept of this signature of appreciation. Like,
that came to you too. This calling it that, right?
Yeah.
Like, that just like perhaps the signature of appreciation.
Yeah.
It just kind of like came to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then start thinking about how that feels and the energy signature of I feel like I used the wrong word all of a sudden. You're like, give me this cross.
No,
like, okay.
Not at all. I got a little distracted by, like, there was a branch swing.
So anyways, thinking about this signature, and then feeling that, and then things started flowing. Like, started thinking about how I would feel if I was appreciative. And then all these things that I actually do appreciate started coming at me
right in
this meditation.
Which is exactly the premise of what you said. Instead of like, okay, I'm so grateful for this and this. Instead, you created the vibration, the energy, the frequency of appreciation, the true signature of it. Mm-hmm. You created it basically in your heart space, right? You weren't thinking about it. You were feeling it.
Yeah. I think, how would I feel if I was appreciative?
Like, I'm just going to embody appreciation entirely in my whole body, radiating out from my heart, and see what happens from there. It goes entirely with what we say, which is feel it first. Don't think you have to create it first to feel it. Feel it first, and then you will create it. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened for you in this meditation.
Yes. Then afterwards, later on that night, there was another guy that was there, and we were kind of having a deep conversation about that concept, and he actually was sharing, he does the same thing. So we were kind of bouncing off each other, kind of how we approach that.
Well, that's what I feel like more than anything I would love to share with people today is how do they create the signature of appreciation? How do they embrace it? How do they find it?
So what we were saying is it sounds so simple. It's kind of hard to, it's not hard, but when you explain it, it's like people look at you like, what? But really just think about that feeling of like what it feels like. And in my case, it's like in my heart or in my chest, like this feeling, it's like this fuzziness, this tingling, this, I mean, there's not really words for it, but.
Well, that's why I want to stop you. You kind of said, think about the feeling. And I would challenge that you were able to really tap into it when you stop thinking and you just tapped into the feeling. So not like,
yeah.
I'm thinking. Like we overthink and we think and we ruin things with our thinking.
So maybe a better word, better way would say feel the feeling.
Yeah.
I
was intentional about feeling the feeling. I didn't think about, I want to feel this. Because when we think, it just creates this pressure and it creates almost a resistance. What if I'm not doing it? But it says like, no, when you just allow the feeling, you tap into the feeling, you focus on the feeling, then the magic can kind of start, which sounds like you had a very lovely experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So one of the main reasons I think it's so important to talk about this energy of appreciation is because we have a default setting, which is to look for problems. It's kind of what keeps us safe. It's a survival mechanism. I think it just, if we're not intentional about looking for things to appreciate, our brain might just be on survival mode and it might just make sure that we're not going to die and it might just continually look for problems. And so I think it's really important to recognize that and then shift with intention towards, okay, I appreciate the way you're trying to keep me safe, but there are no real threats here. So instead, I'm going to use my energy and attention to focus on appreciation. So now we're kind of drifting back and forth between this idea of in your daily life, can you create a signature of appreciation? Or is this only something you can do when you meditate? I think I know what I believe to be the answer, but I think they're two different things, to purposely call up that emotion in a still state versus, hey, I'm not always just going to be sitting still. Sometimes I'm living my life.
Yes. So that's kind of where our conversation had went with Alex and myself was, during a meditation, of course you can do that. And it's relatively easier, but we were talking about in your daily life, as you get going and obstacles come, try to go back to that feeling, try to feel that feeling. And immediately you can kind of realign and shift yourself back to where you were.
So it's almost like meditation or stillness is the practice field. We practice it, we get good at it. Mm-hmm. We can call up that emotion by intentionally placing our focus on our heart space, on our feeling body versus our thinking mind. And then when we are in the midst of a traffic jam or our child not wanting to get dressed for school or whatever it may be, we then have cultivated, what is it?
Yeah.
Ability to tap into a higher frequency.
I've heard it explained a lot of ways. I mean, like what you said makes a lot of sense of, you know, the meditation being the practice field or the backstage, if you will. But you're building that muscle, you're building that strength, you're building that pattern, and your brain's learning, this is how we do it. So then when you go back to it in your waking state, it's easier. Because you've already built those neural pathways. You already know how to do it.
Right, which is exactly what we were talking about in a lot of different things about, for instance, the momentum that we encourage our lifted community members to embrace, whether it's from a probiotic that is starting to help them feel better. It's like, that's not going to be enough, though. It's not a magic pill. You have to add in some exercise, or you have to add in some contemplative journaling or contemplative?
I like that. I don't know if that's a word, but
I feel like I'm putting the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable, but maybe not. Anyway, you use the momentum created from the meditation, from the probiotic, from the amazing conversation you had. Use that momentum, and it's the same thing with tapping into that in a meditation. You use that momentum, and what you practice is what you get good at, just like we were talking about as far as the grooves. Mm-hmm. What was that in context to when we were talking about the grooves?
Feeling the the feeling of appreciation, doing it backstage and practicing it, and then...
No, we were talking about it yesterday. Do you remember you talking about grooves? I don't remember. If we think of it, we'll come back to it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, I like this word signature, though. So talk a little bit about that. Why is it not just the vibration of appreciation or the energy? What makes it a signature?
Because I think a signature, like an actual signature, is unique to everyone. So the description I gave was how I feel, how I do it. Oh, we have a cat. That's how I do it, and that's how it works for me, and those words work for me. But mm-hmm. that doesn't mean it works for everyone. So you might have to find your own signature.
You will have your own signature.
Or you definitely will have your own.
Yeah. So,
but it could be similar to mine.
Yeah.
You may feel it in your heart. You may feel it somewhere else. I don't know.
Your toes.
You never know. My toe hurts, by the way.
Well, don't kick people at soccer.
I know.
Okay. So I like that. I didn't actually ask you that before, like what makes it a signature. But I think it's really lovely the way you said it. That
so I see it as a twofold. I see it as I described it, as it's unique to me, but also that energy signature is also unique. Like the, just the signature of how I feel, how I personally feel when I think about that. So it's like a twofold thing. Mm-hmm. Like it's unique to me, but also like the way I do it's unique, but also the actual energy that I feel is unique as well. So
right now we're sitting here doing a podcast. There's distractions. There's a cat. You know, we're trying to provide value to our audience. Can you call up the signature of appreciation right now?
Wow.
I'm not saying you have to. I'm saying, could you? Can you?
I think I'd have to close my eyes, though. I don't think I could just like...
So how do we do it in traffic, Tim?
Well... My car happens to drive itself, so that's how I do it. But
please keep your eyes open. I don't know. I just think it's interesting to say, like, is there a way we can do that in the midst of the chaos of...
I do. I think there is a way. I think, you know, this concept happened 2 days ago or 3 days ago. So as I test it and split test it, maybe we can do a follow-up podcast if I can do it on demand without closing my eyes, which I believe Dr. Joe talks about. He does that, but...
So all I can think about is, or not all I can think about, but one of the things that keeps coming to mind for me is that I've experienced this heart openness, this expansive feeling of mine is not just appreciation, but also connection. Mm-hmm. And it happens for me with plants or trees. Mm-hmm. So it's happened multiple times. It can even just be a cutting on our windowsill that I've taken from another houseplant. And I just feel this overwhelming sense of life. Vitality, beauty, like now even as I talk about it, I feel it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my eyes getting, like my nose getting tingly, like mm-hmm. it's just beautiful. It's this, and I think for me, I've always been very connected to plants in some form. And even my name, Sylvia, means of the woods. You may not know that.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, so... I really have a strong connection to trees and plants. In fact, I even have a book. It's called The Secret Life of Plants, and I highly recommend it. It was actually written in like the 70s, I think. It was written and created before The Secret Life of Pets, the cartoon, FYI.
So I have a question about that.
Bring it.
So you said you've always felt a connection to nature, specifically trees.
Plants and trees.
Okay. When did you first notice that?
It actually wasn't that long ago.
See, I don't think it was that long ago either.
No.
The first time you noticed it, was it...
Or that I was truly aware of it. I might have been like, whew, I feel good all of a sudden. But never really realized it was because I just connected to a tree on a deeper level.
How did you handle it the first few times that you realized it or had that sensation? You think it was weird? Did you go away from it, or were you drawn to it?
No, I've always been in love with the weird. So the fact that I had something weird to be like, haha, this is weird, perfect. Because for me, the enemy is boredom. The enemy is normal. The enemy is same old, same old. So I've always embraced something that's a little different. From the book, The Secret Life of Plants, it was talking about how they discovered they by attaching electrode type things to measure the plant's frequencies or something. I'm not the science. I'm more you know. Anyway, they attach things to these plants, and then they're like, I'm going to cut those leaves. They didn't do it. They said they were going to do it, and they had the intention of doing it. It wasn't a false threat. Mm-hmm. It was a real threat. I'm going to cut these leaves. And they started going bonkers. And then they said, I'm going to cut those leaves.
But without the intention.
Without the intention. Mm-hmm. And they're like, chill. I call your bluff. Mm-hmm. Really, really intelligent. So now every time I take a cutting from my plants, I feel a little bit bad. But I assure them we're creating new life together.
With your intention is this is for a good cause, not to hurt you.
Yeah, I'm going to pass along this plant to a friend. You're going to have a really great life out there, buddy.
Well, the reason I asked those questions in that way was that was one of the topics at the retreat was following your nudges. And a lot of people have these urges and nudges. And in my case, like I've felt this appreciation before, but I'm like, but I don't feel feelings. Like that makes me feel funny. Like I might accidentally cry or I don't know. And I've felt them before, but I would always just shut them down or turn away from them.
Yeah.
And recently I'm like, nope, we're going with this. If you cry, you cry. But right. we got to go through this. Uh-huh. And I was just curious. I mean, if I felt that way, I'm sure someone else has felt that way.
For sure.
But I was curious if you felt that way.
Well, and that may be more societal conditioning of what it means to cry. And I don't think
Not really necessarily crying, but these new
deep emotions.
Emotions, like do you go with them or do you...
Well, I think what's interesting is what you brought up about what did you do when you realized you had a connection, like a life-altering moment from a tree. And for me, I think what was missing was the awareness component. I had that sudden lightening of my spirit, but I didn't realize that it was Timmy.
The cat's trying to get on the podcast. I'm trying to get him away.
Okay. I didn't realize the connection. And so I was like, oh, that's just interesting. My mood feels lighter because it's that kind of autopilot lack of awareness. So now I'm bringing more awareness to it. So to me, it's more just interesting. Like, oh, I just felt that. Well, can I call up that feeling? Like if I need a mood boost, can I go stare at a tree? And so for me, it's more about bringing the awareness to it, bringing the intention to it and seeing how, you know, playing around with it a little bit, having a little bit of fun with the emotions and the emotional connection. For me, like I said, it is this true connective feeling. Mm-hmm. Beyond just it is appreciation and it's awe, A-W-E, of the beauty. But the deeper thing is that connective feeling that's so lovely. So anyway, that was a little off, but it's the real deal.
I don't know, just listening to our conversation, obviously we're
weird.
A little bit weird. So to me it wasn't weird at all when you say, yeah, I feel like I can talk to trees. Like, yeah, probably. But I could see someone talking, listening and being like, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah, it's a little bit more like of an emotional connection. Like,
well, for me, I believe that your thoughts are magnetic. And what you think, you're putting off some sort of field of energy about your thoughts. So it makes sense that a tree is also alive and it also has its own magnetic field. Mm-hmm. And you could share some of that energy. Yeah. So it's not that weird to me.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a quick moment to do a shout out to one of our products. Today's sponsored product is Bifidus Mood Boost. It is our probiotic with prebiotic, but it has the bifido-only strains and species. And this review says, helps with food sensitivities and mood. They say in this review, 5 stars, we love this probiotic. Personally, I really feel more positive when I take it regularly. It's also perfect for my daughter who has allergies and frequently gets eczema when eating red sauce or wheat products, even in small portions. I've seen her food sensitivities improve drastically since she started taking Lifted histamine-free probiotic. It allows her to relax and enjoy more variety to her diet without extreme consequences. Thank you. And obviously, I'm madly in love with this review because it's a wild, wild world out there, especially for younger bodies. And I have a big heart for their sensitivities that they're dealing with in this world that we live in. So a big shout out to, I think it was at BB for that review. Those reviews help us a ton. If you love the podcast, leave a quick review over on iTunes. That helps us a ton. We're getting more and more feedback that people actually listen to the podcast. So that's great. We've been doing this puppy for over a year now, getting somewhat of some traction and a following. Believe it or not, when we first started, we started at one, episode one. That's how people start. And not that many people listened because that's how it works. But we've slowly been growing it. We keep showing up and keep getting better and better feedback that you guys are enjoying these conversations. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your reviews. They help us a ton. All right. So back to the signature of appreciation. Let's say someone's like, all right, I want that. I want that. What do they do?
Oh, wow. Do I assume this person already...
Assume nothing.
Assume nothing. Well, I mean, I don't think it's a stretch to say that you've... Some point in your life, you felt this strong sensation of something.
Goodness.
Of goodness. Of love. Of...
Appreciation.
Appreciation.
Gratitude.
You could even use gratitude if you had to. But... Or if you still can't...
pinpoint
a time when that happened, just open your awareness and be aware from now on. And you know, the holidays are coming up, maybe you'll be with family and you'll just feel like this is right. Like this time, the situation, this thing right now is just right. Lock into that signature, lock into that energy, that feeling, and try to remember it and try to think about it the next time something is awry, something that's not what you want. Try to go back to that sensation and recall it and like, what did that feel like? And
then almost
try to,
like when your kids are being so cute or your pet's being so cute and you take it and you take a mental picture, right? You're like, I just want to save this moment forever. And typically we will take an actual picture. It sounds like what you're saying is take like an emotional picture, take a heart snap.
Sure.
Yeah. And tap into this feeling, like allow this feeling right now, like just swim in it a little bit, just wiggle a little and soak it in and squeeze all the goodness out of it.
Well, something I just realized is like, if you watch a movie or I explain to you how I got hurt, you can feel that. Like, you're like, oh, and then
when we go to the skate park, scooter park, and people fall and my bones, every bone.
You can do that. Yes. I think almost anyone would be like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's the same thing, but on the other end of the spectrum.
The good
it's
stuff.
Like the good side. And you have that power. Like, you have that ability to feel both sides of that. But I think most people, or at least me personally, of course I can feel empathy and feel what it would feel like to break my leg or whatever, but you can also go on the other side.
Or when something happens to you that's not so favorable, mm-hmm. you can think of it and feel a little bit of anger or resentment or frustration. You can call up a situation and feel that way. So of course you can call up a feeling of emotional ecstasy that is true love, sheer appreciation and joy. So the essence of it is practice calling up that emotion. Regardless of whatever circumstances are going on around you, practice maybe in stillness or on a walk, something where you have the space and the time to intentionally feel the way you want to feel. It can be a little more difficult when there's a lot of distractions or surroundings. So maybe consider it a practice ground of emotion and say, it's my intention to practice calling up these emotions. And that is within my range of abilities. I think a lot of people don't even realize that you can do that. You can be happy for no reason whatsoever.
Well, yeah, because as you asked me to explain it, I was thinking about, oh, okay, how do you go through all the meditations I do? How do you do this, and how do you do it? And I'm like, wait a minute. It's the same thing. It's just a feeling, and you can
create it.
Yeah. So even
with intention and with attention and with a little bit of space and energy, you can call up that emotion. And like you said, when you do experience it, really squeeze it for all it's worth. And
savor it. Was it like a good...
Yeah. You know. And just swim in it and all of those things. And then
maybe realize that it will go away, but it's not forever. You can always go back to it.
Right.
Like, that's something that I never really thought much about, is you can always go back to it. It feels like that is gone, but it's not really gone.
Yeah. And I think that the more you practice feeling it, the more you make those grooves to create that momentum of, oh, I've practiced that feeling. I can feel it a lot. It's just like people who've practiced feeling resentful or complainy. They practice it and they get good at it and they can go back to it very quickly.
I should have wrote this down or thought through this, but I'm going to go with it anyway. There was something said at the retreat that by the time, I can't remember the age, but it was a young age, like 4 maybe, you've experienced every emotional sensation possible by the age of 4.
Huh.
And then from that point on, you're just reliving them.
Hmm.
And that seems crazy, but like of the full spectrum of emotions, by the age of four, I think it was four, you've experienced them all.
Hmm.
So it feels like you couldn't feel those again, or, you know, that as you get older, you feel different things, but actually you're just recycling all those emotions from the age of four.
Well, and every day and every moment you're going to feel something. Why not be a little more intentional about feeling the way you want to feel on purpose and to practice that? Like, say, the signature of appreciation. All right, everyone. I think that's a wrap. We appreciate you listening to this week's podcast. Like we said, if you don't mind going over to iTunes, searching the Lift Your Life podcast, our podcast will come up. You'll scroll up, tap the rating and review, and then screenshot it. Let us know you did it. And
what will they get?
Something special will come your way.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.